Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guy sitting in front of me right now is a USA soccer star, and he's a legend in my mind. Landon Donovan joins us on the Gwen and Chris Show. Landon, how you doing today, brother?
Thanks for the intro. That's nice. Thank you.
First of all, it's an honor to have you here.
Likewise.
My kids are big soccer fans, and they know their history a little bit, so they know quite a bit about you. They'd be pretty excited to know that you're here. But you're here not necessarily to talk about yourself, but you're here because there's two initiatives coming up, and they're big initiatives for San Diegans, I think. We have Measure G, we have Measure E. Obviously, you're here representing Measure E, and as I've told you off the air, and I've told our listeners, my mind is made up, but there's a lot of my listeners out there that don't have their mind made up, and I only feel like it's fair to give both sides the opportunity to explain themselves and why they feel like their case is better. So I hope we can accomplish that today.
I appreciate that. I forgive you, first of all. No, but I appreciate it, because in the world we live in today, especially the political world we live in, everyone takes a side, digs in, doesn't want to talk to the other side.
It's too tribal.
I think that's a horrible way to live life. So I have a lot of respect for you bringing us on here and letting us share our story and let people make up their minds.
Okay, so let's do that. First question, just tell us, for those who may not know, I mean, they should know at this point, it's November 6th right around the corner, but in case they don't, tell us a little bit about Measure E and why it's beneficial to the San Diegans.
So the one big differentiator for us as a starting point is that we're 100% privately funded. So for people who are on the fence about this, if you know it's not hitting your pocketbook, that's a big plus.
Yeah.
We are named Soccer City for a reason. This all started about behind bringing a Major League Soccer team here while also helping SDSU football, helping SDSU as a university expand, building a river park, and then building the highlight of that area, which would be a sports and entertainment district that people could come and enjoy 365 days a year. So that's sort of what we are in a nutshell.
Okay. Let's kind of knock away some of the misconceptions about Measure E that are out there.
Well, there are probably a lot. One we get quite a bit is that we are out of town. I've heard all kinds of things. Out of town, hedge fund, La Jolla investors. The reality is our investment group are made up of people who have been in San Diego for 150 years, who have raised their children here, who live here. I moved here 3 years ago. I'm raising my family here. I will live here for the rest of my life. We are also local San Diegans who care about San Diego and want to do something great for this community. So that's probably the number one thing people say that is simply not true.
Okay. And that's the one that you hear a lot, is that you guys are out-of-towners and you're in here trying to take over San Diego.
Right. And well, it's easy, right, for the other side to say, because when you're comparing us to SDSU, who are an institution who've been here for 100-plus years, that's a good way to try to make yourselves look better. So the reality is actually the opposite. One of our key investors, Steve Altman, who was the former chair of Qualcomm, is the A in the Jam Center at SDSU, because he's contributed so much money to SDSU and cares deeply. When I go to his house, he's got SDSU football jerseys hanging over his chairs. He's got football helmets from SDSU all over his house. So we care just as much about this university as anybody on the other side.
For the folks out there that, you know, are part of the San Diego State University alum and are concerned that you guys might be just pushing out the university, Is there anything in there for San Diego State University in this measure?
Yeah, so when this all began, there were a few things that we said had to be. One was we had to be privately funded because everything that had gone on with the Chargers told us that people here will not spend tax money to subsidize a pro sports team.
That's a deal breaker, it seems.
Correct. So that was number one. Two was we had to help the university. The university needs a new stadium. That was the impetus behind all this. They have said at times that they need room to expand. At other times, they have said, we don't need room to expand, but we wanted to give them the option to expand if they needed it. So what we did is we asked the university and the people representing them, what do you need? And the university said, we need 35 acres to grow, and we need a new football stadium. And we said, okay, here's the deal. Instead of paying $250+ million for a football stadium, you pay $100 million, and we'll pay the other $150 million. We'll still split all the revenues and operating costs with you, even though we're paying more, but we want to give you a place to play, and also in 5 years, give you the actual stadium so you have assurance that you have a place to play, and we're not just going to up and leave and or terminate a lease and say, sorry, you got to go find a new place to play. Then with the 35 acres, we said, we will gift you some of those acres just for free, just because. The rest of it, whenever you need it and wherever you need it on the site, obviously not where the stadium is because it's not possible, you let us know and you can have it. And so if there is another myth out there that's that we are not providing for the university, it's simply not true. And also, I make the argument, and I believe it to be true, that we are actually better for the university because we're saving them a lot of money that they'd otherwise have to spend on a stadium.
Okay, I want to move in a different direction here, really the MLS direction, because the only reason why somebody like myself would vote for Measure E is because I would want to see an MLS team here. Mm. Now, my understanding is there are multiple teams out with a bid, and there's no guarantee that we're going to get one. What are the chances we get the MLS team should Measure E pass?
I am 100% confident that when Measure E passes, we will get an MLS team. So Major League Soccer, just to remind you, Major League Soccer was set to announce their last two teams at the end of last year. It's no coincidence that they have waited this entire year to determine who that last team is going to be. They've since named that Austin will be a team. There's no coincidence as to why they've waited this long. They're waiting to see what happens with San Diego. Mark Abbott, who's the deputy commissioner, went on with Troy Hirsch on Fox 5 the other day and said, we love Measure E. We love what's going on there. We will not be a tenant in a college football stadium. So despite what SDSU West says, Major League Soccer is dead in San Diego if Measure G passes. And has said, basically without saying it, let's see what happens on November 6th. If Measure E passes, MLS is coming to San Diego.
So you're more than a little confident that San Diego gets an MLS team.
I would not have spent the last couple of years of my life doing this if that were going to be the case. So I made sure.
I hear you on that. I hear you on that. One of the other concerns, I think, for a lot of people here in San Diego, you know, the Holiday Bowl is a big tradition down here. It's been held there as long as I've been alive. So what happens to games like that? Because we're talking about, what we said, anywhere between 18,000, 33,000,
right.
You know, as far as attendance is concerned. What happens to games like the Holiday Bowl should Measure E pass and soccer and MLS team is here?
Mm-hmm. So it's actually the same for both measures, right? Because even if San Diego State West were to build their 35,000, maybe 40,000 seat stadium, you're still, in theory, taking a hit from the 50, 55, 60, 65,000 that came for the Holiday Bowl. So the options are either play it in a 33,000 seat stadium in our case, 33 and a half, or 35,000 seat stadium in their case, or you retrofit Petco for a game and do it there and have a bigger crowd. I personally don't see it as being such a massive deal and a deal breaker.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up in San Diego, so I don't know the tradition of the Holiday Bowl, but everybody speaks so passionately about it, so nobody wants to see it go away.
Right.
But I don't think either decision to vote yes on Measure G or yes on Measure E should be made based on the Holiday Bowl. I'm confident we could find a place to put that game that makes it exciting. And maybe 40,000 or 35,000 is the right answer.
Right. Can I ask you some fun questions? Can we get away from the politics
Whatever
for a second?
Whatever you want, my friend. I'd be happy to.
I watched your entire career. I felt like, I mean, obviously you were a star from the very beginning, but I have to feel like you were pretty proud of the back end of your career. I mean, it was a very productive end of your career. I just thought it was amazing to see you play the way you played the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years of your career.
Well, I always was most impressed with athletes, and one who grew up in your household, who you know well, who was able to do it not for a few years, but for 10 or 15 or 20 years. That was always most impressive to me. When I see Peyton Manning and Brady, your father, people of that ilk who could do it for so long at such a high level, that's hard because the game's always evolving.
Yeah.
Athletically, you start devolving, and so you have to mentally, you have to be able to keep up with all of that, and so I always prided myself in that. So I appreciate the comment, and it's something that I always wanted to. I didn't want to be a one-hit wonder or be a few years and then gone. I wanted to make sure I had a long career.
I got to ask you, because I've always felt like you've been very honest when it comes to USA Soccer and the direction that men's team is going. Where are you at with it now? Where do you think it's in a good place? You think it's moving in the right direction?
Yeah, so we didn't qualify for the last World Cup.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking.
For all of us, that was heartbreaking. But sometimes those things have to happen for you to wake up. And I think we were on that path for a while. I wish it hadn't happened. But we, I think, have started to realize we're not as good as we think. We're not as far along as we think. And that if we really want to get to that very top level, we have to start developing players of the quality of other countries. We just don't have that high of quality players that some of these other countries do at the very top. And we have to start developing players like that.
Where do we start? I mean,
you start with the youth. And that's, I mean, the biggest reason I got involved with this project with Measure E was because of the youth academy that we're going to have. And there's a massive problem in, and I don't know if it's in baseball or football or other sports too, but soccer at a young age is very much a pay-to-play sport.
I think it's all youth sports, honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you can afford $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 a year to send your kid to a good club team, great. But if not, what are you going to do? And I grew up in a 900-square-foot house. We couldn't afford that. I got lucky that I had somebody paying for me to do it, or else I wouldn't have been able to play. So having, like we're going to have with Soccer City, 100% privately funded youth academy, I think is the way forward. And I think other sports will start to do that too, because you're just missing out on all these talented young players who just can't afford it. You shouldn't be judged based on whether or not you can afford it. I think that's wrong. And we have to change that in America if we ever want to become a world champion in soccer.
Is that how they're doing it in the other countries? Or?
Of course.
Yeah.
And so what happens is if you have, let's just take, we have a San Diego MLS team here. The youth academy is funded, so the kids pay zero, nothing, ever, never. Not only that, they get food, they get training, they get treatment, doctors, college education help, tutoring, all that stuff. That happens all over the world, and so these kids don't have to, they don't have this financial burden to worry about. They just go pick the best player. If the best player is in San Ysidro or Poway or Carlsbad or Alpine, we don't care.
Right.
Doesn't matter to us. You don't have to pay. So whoever's the best player is who we pick.
I know as you start getting older in your career, your body doesn't react the same way it did as it was younger.
That's an understatement.
What do you miss about the game, about the grind?
I miss two things. I mean, everybody says, and you know this, being around the guys every day is so much fun.
Right.
What I really miss too, and I didn't realize this till I stopped, was the game day. Like walking out into the stadium, there's so much energy in the stadium and people there excited and cheering for you. And that, there's no way to replicate that.
No.
In life. There's nothing in, I mean, we could win on November 6th in this election. It's not going to have that same feel. There's just nothing.
You can't replace it, right?
There's nothing.
I tell people all the time to ask me if I miss it. And I said, I generally don't, but I do miss walking out on game day, seeing how the grass is cut perfectly, like that,
yeah,
that kind of thing always
makes me
feel like, man, I wish I could have strapped it on a couple more times and gone out there and played. But
right.
That time ended. Landon, I really appreciate you coming by, man. I think this was needed. I think people need to hear both sides, and you're 100% right. We both, I think as a society, we just got to get better at listening to opinions that don't necessarily match up with ours. It just makes us a better society.
Amen. And let's put the measures aside. Just to have an open and honest conversation, yeah, right, about people's points of views is important. So I really appreciate it, man.
No problem. Landon Donovan, USA legend, soccer legend. Thank you for coming in, brother.
My pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.